The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the instant replay of a Calgary Flames 3-2 overtime win at SAP Center at San Jose in front of a crowd of 11,031 fans. Things started off pretty well for the Sharks. They outshot the Flames 9-8 in the first period. They were getting good, solid goaltending from Mackenzie Blackwood. And on the play of their top line, they took the 1-0 lead at 7 minutes, 22 seconds. Right now, here comes Nazem Kadri for Calgary, moving into the Shark zone. Runs into the traffic. Combination of Zetterlund and Ferraro knocked it free. And that'll be picked back up by Eklund. Throws it across Granlund. Lead for Zetterlund. Moves in. Lead pass. Eklund in. Shoot. Score! William Eklund gets behind the defense. A perfect pass from Zetterlund. And his backhand chance gets by Dustin Wolf. 7:22 of the first period, William Eklund gets his 16th of the season, and the Sharks lead 1-0. And so it was 1-0. William Eklund getting his 16th goal of the season. Fabian Zetterlund and Meet Kyle Granlund assisting on the play. Granlund extending his point scoring streak to 9 straight games. And Zetterlund extending his point scoring streak to 3 straight. Meanwhile, William Eklund continues to impress everybody with his drive and his intensity. That was a backhand shot that got by Gilroy native Dustin Wolf. And it was 1-0 Sharks at the end of one. Wolf, though, was impressive at certain times of this game, and after turning over the puck early in the second period after the opening faceoff, he got back to the net in time to make this stop. Goes to William Eklund in the offensive zone, and Eklund steals it from Wolf, turns in the corner and shoots, and Wolf arrives at the crease at the last second to make that save after turning the puck over in Artur Zerbe-like fashion. He got back to the net in Zerbe-like fashion too, and it just so happens that Dustin Wolf wears number 32, which was Zerbe's old number with the San Jose Sharks. So, kind of cool to see all of that transpiring, but the Sharks kept the pressure on, and it would be Mike Hoffman, the veteran, back in the lineup, making a great defensive play at 2:22 to get the puck ahead, and another backhand shot would give Jacob McDonald a goal and the Sharks a 2-0 lead. Instead, the Sharks have to be content with dumping it into the offensive zone, and the change coming. Hoffman just stole it. Feeds in front, and a score! McDonald gets it after Hoffman stole it, and a beautiful backhand shot by Jacob McDonald makes it 2-0 Sharks at 2:22 of the second period. That was the high point of the game for Sharks hockey, a 2-0 lead over the Calgary Flames in their own building early in the second frame. But the Sharks have lost a few games with a 2-0 lead in this season. They are now 7-3-4 when taking a 2-0 lead in any game this year. And that's basically a .500 record in spite of the fact that lifetime they've won 86% of the games in which they've had a 2-0 lead. The Calgary comeback would begin shortly after Jonathan Huberdeau rang off the post, but it would be Rasmus Anderson who would take a couple of passes and throw one into the net at 5:35 to get the Flames on the board. Here's Coronado with the near side, twisting and turning. Nice little move there on Ruda. Throws it across the rink. Could be trouble. Anderson in the slot. Shoots one. Score! He got his own rebound as the first one was blocked, and Rasmus Anderson puts the Flames on the board. It's the Sharks 2, the Flames 1, with 14:25 to go in the second. Official time, 5:35. Anderson, his 9th of the season for Calgary, assisted by Matt Coronado and Nikita Okhotyuk, the former San Jose Shark, picking up his first point in a Calgary uniform for the first time since the trade. And so, 2-1 at that point. The Sharks' power play was 0-for-4 tonight, and they really didn't generate a ton of chances. But Calgary would generate chances when they had opportunities. And as it turned out, the man advantage proved to be deadly for Nazem Kadri in front of a net at 14:51 to tie it up. Rebound near boards. Kadri turns, twists, holds the puck, feeds back to Uyghur on the point. He's got 19 goals. Gives it to Sharon Govich down low. Chance for Mangiapane's side of the goal. Now it's in front. Shot, score! Nazem Kadri gets control of it and snaps it home, tying the game at 2 with a power play goal for the Flames. 14:51 the time of that. Nazem Kadri, his 26th goal of a season, a power play goal at 14:51, as I mentioned, of the second. Yegor Sharangovich and Andrei Kuzmenko got the assists on that scrambly play in front of a net. And so it was all tied up after two periods of play. In the third, Calgary would outshoot the Sharks a total of 13-3. But before that, right at the end of the second period, Dustin Wolfe came up with a rather important save. Taking it back now with 20 seconds left. It's Graff down the left wing side for the Sharks. Colin Graff backhands behind the net to Stern. Kept it going around the boards. Vlasic had the handle on his backhand at the right point. 10 seconds left. Graff behind the net. Got it from Stern. Stick handle. Throws in front. Tip and go. Oh, what a great save by Dustin Wolfe off of Bailey. And a brilliant feed by Graff from the corner. And Bailey looking skyward in disappointment as he was robbed by the Gilroy native Dustin Wolfe. That was just a terrific save by Wolfe, probably his best of the night, with 5 seconds left in the period. Colin Graff just showing a great deal of intelligence and patience to get the puck in his control, to wait for Bailey to be in position, and then to get it to him in front. And Bailey did the right thing. He poked it on goal, but Dustin Wolfe, the Gilroy native, totally equal to the task to keep it 2-2. As I mentioned, the Flames outshot the Sharks badly in the third, 13-3. And Mackenzie Blackwood made some outstanding saves. But as it turned out, with 8:45 to go in the third period, it would be William Eklund drawing a penalty to give the Sharks an opportunity. Kept in Uyghur in deep. Behind the net, off the skate of Huberdeau. Grabbed there by Granlund. Throws it across the rink. Room for Eklund. Down the right. Across the line. Trying to throw it toward the goal. He was tripped up there by Miramanov, who blocked his shot attempt. And we've got a penalty coming up against Miramanov, who fell to the ice, blocking the shot. And then he tripped him up with his leg. And Miramanov does not like this call. But he is going to go to the penalty box. And the Sharks will go to the power play with 8:45 to go. Well, that was their big chance in the third period. Miramanov tripping at 11:15, but the Sharks didn't really generate much of anything on that power play, nor would they really get anything going late in the third when Coleman took a cross-checking call at 18:44, and yet the Sharks, beginning the overtime with a 4-on-3 power play chance, ended up not really getting anything good at Dustin Wolfe. On the other hand, Mario Ferraro got a holding call at 2:19 of overtime, and that set up a 4-on-3 power play for Calgary. And the Flames, who have scored power play goals in 6 consecutive games, would get a second one tonight to get the winner. Kuzmenko on the left point has it. He stick handles, gives back to Huberdeau, holds the puck, and Sturm tried to check it away. Shot by Huberdeau blocked, sends it in front. Here's a chance. Kadri turning. Shot, save made. Blackwood! Oh, where's the rebound? They score! Kuzmenko puts it in. Calgary wins 3-2. And it's a power play goal for Calgary, 4-on-3. Can you imagine it? At 2:58 of overtime, it would be Andrei Kuzmenko's 18th of the season from Jonathan Huberdeau and Nazem Kadri, and the Flames win it by the score of 3-2 in OT. Shots on goal, 41-22 in favor of Calgary. In the third period in overtime, Calgary outshot the Sharks 18-4, and that really was a major difference, even though the Sharks had those power play chances.
Yeah, and the Sharks' power play didn't score. Calgary's did, as we talked about earlier. Critical moments, Calgary excelled at them. Sharks didn't. And it's another tough one for the Sharks after getting off to a good start. Weren't able to maintain it. And that's the difference between winning teams and losing teams.
When the Sharks have had a 2-0 lead or better this season, they've won 7 times, but they've also either lost in regulation or in overtime 7 times as well. Well below the all-time average that they or most NHL teams have in that situation. San Jose falling back to 18-51-9 on the season. They get a point. They have 45 points on the year. While Calgary wins for the 35th time this season, Flames, coached by Ryan Huska, are 35-37-5. They have 75 points, and they're not going to the Stanley Cup playoffs, but they got the job done tonight, and only one more game between these two teams, the season finale in Calgary. That'll be on April the 18th. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.